Thank you again, Brother Shiraz, for the recitation, and thank you, Brother Durab, for the translation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salam. Ala Rasulullah wa ala ahli bayt al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We are about to begin the final portion of this conference. Two-day conference, which has been a tremendous opportunity for us to partake in the knowledge and the ability to partake in that knowledge and communicate that knowledge from Maulana Bakri, who is visiting from Toronto. So we are just a few points of some details that are essential before we wrap up, because we won't have another opportunity probably to address everyone. It is the last session. Maulana Bakri will address us in the general topic that we have been talking about, bridging the gap between us and the Quran, and talking about the Quran and us in a variety of different subjects. There will be a designated question answer time immediately following the lecture. So if you have questions that come up over the course of the discussion, please write them down on the material that's been passed out. If you don't have any, you can request it and we will get that to you. And as soon as the lecture has concluded, then we will get to the question and answer session immediately following that. Another reminder, we mentioned this yesterday, but please do save the date for June 22nd and June 23rd, when Maulana Azad Jafri will be visiting for the weekend. And there will also be another seminar and youth camp that weekend. The details will follow, but please do save the date for June 22nd and June 23rd. One final time I'd like to just suggest and request and remind everyone that as important as these gatherings are, and as essential as the topics and the guests who we have here, and the ulama who come to share their knowledge and experiences with us in the religion of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is, there's always a little bit of a nominal cost associated with coordinating everything, being able to host it in such areas and have the snacks and refreshments. So any amount that anybody can help donate to allow us to continue these efforts would be greatly appreciated. There is a donation box just outside the main doors of this hall. Anything that you can donate, large or small, inshallah, is in the way of Allah and is much appreciated. I would also like to let everyone know that tonight, after this program, we'll wrap up here around 5 o'clock. There will be a program with Maulana Bakri at the Zanabia IEC, Zanabia Center, which will begin immediately following Maghrib and prayers. So if you can be there for Maghrib and Isha prayers, immediately following that, there will be a program with Maulana Bakri. It will be in Urdu, so that is just for your information. But if you have any questions about the program or how to get there, you can ask. I think most people here know about it. So that is it in terms of the details. Thank you to everybody who volunteered for the for this event, to everybody who came and took their time and energy to be here. The videos, yesterday's videos, are already available for viewing on Alwala's website. And today's videos and tomorrow, yesterday's, will be available both on Alwala's website and on ShiaTV.com, if not within the next day, within the next couple of days or so. So you can access them there. And finally, again, we, with open hearts and, well, with gracious hearts, I would say, thank Maulana Bakri for being here, for taking the time to... ShiaTV.net, sorry. We thank Maulana Bakri for being here, for taking the time to, again, in a very unique manner, combine his thorough knowledge of Islam and the religion of Ahlul Bayt and his ability to communicate it in a way in which not only makes sense, but truly speaks to us individually. He's again renowned for his ability to communicate with different audiences, especially the youth. And I'm not saying it to introduce him as if I would be able to do that anyway. Within a few moments of listening to him, as we've all been doing for the last couple of days, you get that impression. So we are thankful to him, and as we invite him for the last time to address this particular conference, we do so in hopes that it's not the last time in general, that we have many more opportunities with him here in Atlanta and elsewhere, and we thank him. So we invite him, and we pray for his success in all his endeavors. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him and his family and continues to increase his abilities in this tremendous work. Please welcome him back to the podium with the loudest salawat. Ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Amri ilallah, inna Allah basirun bil'ibad. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم أعداء الله أما بعد فقد قال الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. I am very pleased to be with you on these 2 days. I hope we learn from each other something to gain knowledge and adapt in our life so that we can change the course of history of ourselves and our humankind. The purpose is to increase knowledge ourselves, to adapt in our lives. The ayat which I am presenting constantly is from Surah Al-Furqan, is chapter 25th in the Holy Quran, ayah number 30. It's a very, very strong ayat. It's a very, very thought-provoking ayat. It says, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain, or he has already complained. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ. Ulama is here. Ulama, they know. This قَالَ الرَّسُولُ, although it has been presented in a past form, past tense, but the meaning is a future tense. It is for sure it is been said. And the complaint is, O Allah, my people means Muslims. Prophet Muhammad is saying my people is not other than the Muslim Ummah. What they did, they put aside this Quran. They make a point to do so. Ittakhadu them, they make a point to do so, that they put aside Quran. So when we see a day-to-day life, and we never see in our lives that we do refer to Quran as part of our life. It is thus important for all of us to go back to root cause. The root cause of the Ummah is separation from this great book. And once we are separated from the book, means we are separated from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam also. Because these two are inseparable, they cannot be separated. They are together. لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ. They cannot be separated. When we say Quran, Quran means Ahlul Bayt are there. When we say Ahlul Bayt, Quran has to be there. Having said that, let me give you, where are the problems? Problem is, we are the Muslims, as in this morning I said it, we are biological Muslims. And thank God, one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah has given this favor, to brought us in this family. As Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, in the Dua Arafah, he says, Oh Allah, thank you, you never made us inanimate objects. You never made us vegetation. You made us a human being, and you brought us in a family which is precious. That's all. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. This is a fadl. This is a favor. And we have to be not only thankful, we have to understand this favor has a responsibility too. The complaint of the Prophet And our life, when we compare together, we see there is no relationship between us and the book which came to change the history of humankind. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. This Quran guides towards the perfect path. Perfect path. There is no other than path which is perfect is the Quran. And we have been told it is very difficult. Quran says, this Quran is very easy. وَيَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ هَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِّرِ. In one chapter, four times, Allah is saying repeatedly, Quran is easy, man, easy. Maulvi is saying, Quran is difficult, Quran is difficult, Quran is difficult. We don't know to whom we have to listen. Quran is, says it's easy, so I have to teach myself. I can do it. I said an example. As in Quran, repeated words are there. If we know 7,000 plus words, we know entire Quran. So why don't we have effort? So where should we start from? So first thing is, the Quran is saying the logic of the believer and logic of non-believer, two different things. I will give an ayat. The ayat is, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Surah Al-An'am. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This morning I was saying this ayat from Anfal. O who believe, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum. Answer to the call of Allah and the Prophet. And this ayat Allah says, who is going to answer? Those who can hear. Sometimes we complain to ourselves, my son never listened to me. And sometimes wife says, my husband never listened to me. Husband says, my wife never listens to me. Well, never listen means they don't never listen. They do listen, but they do not concentrate unto the point which is conveyed by the parents, by the father, by the husband, by the wife. That's the meaning of la yasma'un. Innama yastajibu alladhina yasma'un. They are not listening. Quran also says, they are not listening. They are cattle. Wal mauta yab'athuhum Allah. Why Quran is saying cattle? Why Quran is saying lower than cattle? وَلَقَدْ ذَرَنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَقْهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ لَقَدْ ذَرَنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. We have given them power of reasoning. They don't analyze it. Tool of analyzing tool is brain. We do not analyze. We have given them sight. They do not see it. And we have given them power of hearing. They do not hear it. They are like cattle. Ulaika kal an'am. Then Quran says, no. They are lower than cattle. Because they are not using even the instinct which has been given to them. They are denying that instinct also. So two ideologies, I want today to understand in conclusion, two different ideologies. One is, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. There is a world which is unseen world. I have to remove curtain to see that unseen world. The removal is the Quran. Nothing removes the curtain but Quran. And Quran removes many, many examples in Quran. More than 280 stories are there in the Holy Quran, or all of this to remove the curtain between us, that unseen world. Another ayat I give you today, this is also usually has been discussed, to knowing the self. Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, just now brothers were translated here, oh who you believe. What should we say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu? Yeah, all of us, we have to say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, one of the, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. One of the method of recitation of Quran is, when you hear the ayats of Jannah, pray for it. When you recite the ayat of Jahannam, seek protection for it. When you hear the ayat about Iman, and you immediately say yes, Oh Allah, I am here to listen to you. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. Allah says, yourself is very precious, man. You are very precious. You should not sell out. Don't give it away for America, a green card, for the passport, or for something. No. For Canada, for any European country. No. You are very precious. Alaykum anfusakum. Be careful of your nafs. La yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. Sometimes our daughter comes, our son, they say, outside people say this. They are saying, Quran said, don't worry, if you are guided one, misguided one, they're going to say many things. Their saying should never affect you. Because your logic is completely different logic. Your logic is light. Your logic is life. And your logic is nur. You are going in the light, they are in darkness. I will give you an example. For example, international blinds, they have international conference. All are blinds. And they sit together and they have conference. After 3 days, they decide there is no sun, man. The international conference of blinds has decided there is no sun. So do you believe? Everybody is laughing. So these UNOs are international blind conference. They are telling us to believe something which is completely illogical. And that is Quran, not me. Awaman kana, again Surah Al-An'am, awaman kana maitan fa ahyaynahu wa ja'alna lahu nuran yamshi bihi fi an-nas kama mathalahu fi adh-dhulumat laysa bi kharijin minha kadhalika zuyyana lil kafirina ma kanu ya'malun. Quran, beautiful. Quran says, believers parable. Let me give an example. When Quran mentions examples or parables, it's not only parables, examples. Just like in ulama, they know, in philosophy we say, la munaqishata fil misal. When we present mithal, this should not be 100% matching the misal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says misal, is not for matching, is making our brain to be closer to the matter. No. Allah is, when He gives example to us, it is to prove His point for ihqaqul haq, not to bring our brain to the closest material. No. Just like the example. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمَّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَهُ بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Parable, example of those people, those who took Torah as their lifestyle, and they never followed it. Their example is like example of a donkey which is carrying the material. So why Quran is giving the example of donkey? It's only because I became bored and while reading Quran and brings Quran some kind of example so that we smile? No. This is the writer's problem. Quran is not is saying to you are bored now, smile now, man. They are donkeys. No. It's a reality. If anyone who is not following the revelation, that means they are like cattle. Quran clearly says. Let me give you Ayatullah Mishkini Rahmatullah Alai. While reading this ayat, he says, it's not only for the people, those Old Testament, they never followed the Quran, they never followed the Torah. He says, it could be for us. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمَّلُوا الْقُرْآنَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Those who say, Quran is our book. Man, Quran is our book. Do you follow it? Yeah, sometimes. I am not like you, Maulana, you are. So that means an alim has different religion. We have different religion. Main utna gaada Musalman nahi hoon. What do you mean? I am not that much. What is the meaning of I am not that much into it? There is no such a thing. Either this or that. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. Don't mix the falsehood and the truth. They cannot be mixed. Falsehood is falsehood and truth is truth. Don't ever try to mix it. So what we do, I will give an example so that you get a smile also, and it's a little bit tiring time. This 3 o'clock is the Sunday, is the rest time. It's a very difficult time to have a speech. If you say Salawat, inshallah. While I'm speaking, if I, for example, stop my speech for a few moments, what is going to happen? Let me give it 15 seconds. So now brains are working now. If I am quiet for 5 minutes, what is going to happen? In the audience, students, they think of the class and the lesson. Maulana brought his lecture, he forgot. He's looking for the pages where he's missed out. If anyone is doctor in the audience, he'll say, "Kuch zyada hi kha liya pizza." Add it and much. So everyone is going to think differently. If audience are 100, everyone is thinking in their own way. Quran was revealing, our beloved Prophet was giving interpretation of the Quran. Quran all of a sudden stopped. And everyone started saying something. Is it they are saying right? We don't know they are right. So if anyone is saying, if I am quiet, everybody is thinking because of this Maulana A is quiet, is it you are right? Maybe, not. So who is right? Ask him himself. He's going to say. That's why Prophet says, Quran is going to be quiet. And I am leaving a family which is going to talk about the Quran. If it is quiet, they are going to answer you. Then you get their answer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Awa man kana maitan. I don't know how many of you know. In India, most of the Hindus, they burn their bodies. What do you call it? Cremation. Thank God, otherwise there would not be no room for anyone in India. The population is so much. Anyhow. And some Hindus, I have seen by myself, after the death, they make dead body sit. They break the bone. And they bury while, as if he's sitting. They have the belief he has to answer, as if he's sitting. So this dead body, Quran says, non-believers are the dead bodies. Awa man kana maitan. Fa ahyaynahu. So iman has given life. So without iman, there is a dead body. So dead body cannot give life. It's a known fact. And another example Quran gives, wa ja'alna lahu nuran yamshi bihi fin nas. A believer has a torch in his hand or her hand. When they move in the society, they don't see American society or Canadian society. They see I'm a believer. They don't care about what they say, but they deliver their message to others because they have the light. That courage, who is going to have it? The one who is a believer. And the believer, always his logic is completely different than the non-believers. You and me are the believers. We are ourselves. We are calling ourselves. We are the believers. If we are the believers, Quran says, you should be believer in all. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That ghaib is, you have to explore yourself. That's why you have to say, أَشْهَدُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So every day, what is the meaning of أَشْهَدُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ? I stand witness, I testify, there is no God. That means, you hold the hands of Muazzin. Oh man, did you see him? Did you see God? Why you are shouting, Allahu Akbar? Did you see him? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And you are saying, I bear witness, I have seen him. Zala bi Yamani, ask Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, did you see him? Did you see him? Imam Ali says, yes, I have seen him. He was so puzzled. Imam Ali says, yes, I saw him. Because of I saw him, I see him, that's why I'm offering the prayers. He got confused. O Zalab, don't think this naked eyes can see. That is my eyes of my heart, myself, my soul. Which testifies. So how many of us, when we say Ashhadu, or really we believe there is someone? When we say Ashhadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah, we really say there is someone? If such, then why their crimes are there? Why we are wrongdoings are? Why? All of this tells us our beliefs and our actions are completely different. The Quran says this is hypocrisy. It cannot be allowed. If you are a believer, be a believer. If you are non-believer, be a non-believer. You know, first Wahhabi is Shaitan. You know, first Wahhabi is Shaitan. Because he is the one, he said, I will not going to pray no one but you. He says, purest Wahhabi on the earth is Shaitan. I only offer you. Allah said, no, you have to believe in me, Wilayat. If you believe in me, in my wilayah, then you believe in me. He said, I don't believe no one but you. So much, so close. And he was so courageous. We have to acknowledge his courage. And we have to say he's so open. I believe in you. That's it. I don't believe in anyone. Allah said, no. If you believe in me, you have to believe in me, wilayah. If you don't believe, get out of here. Innaka minal kafirin. So he said, it is better to be kafir, not to be a munafiq. I don't want to be a munafir. Shaitan is, I don't want that. I will be a kafir. I'll misguide people. But I am kafir, not munafir. So hypocrisy is worse than even kufr. Because kafir is in front. They're saying, I don't believe in God. The biggest problem is hypocrisy of myself. I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Why I have to teach my sister there is hijab is wajib? Why not a Muslim woman is teaching others hijab has this philosophy? Why I have to teach? Maulana, zara sa tablighi majlis padhiye. What do you mean? Why I have to say a tablighi majlis in mu'mineen? They are the believers, man. Why I need? So that means I have to say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. So I request. So let's go teach ourselves. Quran is easy. لَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنِ Quran is easy, number one. So that is called talqeen. I have to teach. For centuries, we have been taught Quran is difficult. We have to change the table. Say, we have to teach ourselves and our children, Quran is easy, easy, easy. You can do it, we can do it. Let's start doing it. If 5 words a day can change the course of history. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. 10 ayats a night. Man qara 10 ayat min al-Quran lam yaktub min al-ghafili. Fi kulli layla. 10 ayats a night. Before you go to sleep, turn off Hazrat TV radiallahu anhu ta'ala. Yeah. Turn off. Because إذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Then you open ayat, one ayat you, one ayat your wife, one ayat your son, one ayat your daughter, and do it for 1 year. See the light. Because Quran is Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Quran is nur. We are in dark. And let me be blunt here and clear. Islam never believes in dual citizenship. There is only one citizenship. Either you become here or get out of here. Canadian, what is Canadian system? They do believe in dual citizenship. Do? Yeah. In Canada also, we can have 2 citizenship. Allah says, no. If you say, La ilaha illallah, you are in my citizen. Now there is no nothing but you have to be my. Wherever you go, it is only my citizenship. That citizenship is the passport for heaven, man. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale. Salli ala Muhammad. So there is no duality. There is no mix in Islam. It's a clear. Another thing Quran says, Tibyanan likul shay. Quran is clear, manifest. Manifestation is there. Very few ayahs, they are allegorical, they're a little bit difficult. Leave it for the ulamas. But the simplicity of Quran is there. 90% of the Quran you and me can read and understand, and clearly commands are there. Another Quran says, Quran is shifa. It's a cure. So that means, who goes to doctor? The one who acknowledges the disease of self then goes to doctor. I have to acknowledge the disease I am. I have a sickness. That sickness is soul sickness. So that cannot be cured by any means, but Quran can cure. That's why Imam Ali says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Quran is shifa for the soul of human being, for us. Our souls are not, they are crippled. You know, in America they say it's 80% obesity. What they're saying outside. And nowadays a news airline started ticket according to the weight. Do you know that? This is new. I think it is going to come, this Ebutadi Bimari, it is going to come. I will be very happy on that day. Ticket will be according to the weight of a person. I wish they could see the weight of the soul. Astaghfirullah. Every one of us in the washroom, we have scale. Everyone now and then, 5 kilo bad gaye, 5 kilo kam gaye, 5 add on, 5. What is the soul? Is there any scale for the soul? Quran is the scale. You find out, where are you? How much is I myself is ugly? يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا يحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. The day shall come, we will going to see ourselves. What is this self? That self is, Quran says, be careful of yourself. That is your soul, yourself. So be any community, go to any community. When it comes to self, safeguard. Allah says, إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. You will going to come to me, not to no one. You have to come to me. Because إِنَّ لِلَّهِ, that lam is a lam, a tamlik. We never belong to America, we never belong to no one, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I belong to Allah, I have to go back. So this ghafla, what is the meaning of ghafla? In Urdu we use, are mai ghaflat kar gaya yaar. Ghaflat. Urdu we use in Urdu. In Persian we use ghaflat. Ghafil budam diye. We say it frequently. Quran is saying, Hadith is saying, say if you are want, heedlessness is because I am away from that life of unseen world. Once you open, everything becomes clear. Once it is clear, then alhamdulillah, things are going to be, you can see easily logic. So Quran is warning, if your daughter is wearing hijab, and when she goes into the university, the other people say, what is this man? You are so cute. And she said, Don't ever others' ideology affect you. Because you are in different world, they are in different world. La yadurrukum man dalla idha hatadaytum. They are misguided one. You are guided one. Their misguidance should not affect you. Your guidance should affect them. Tony Blair's sister-in-law, she became Muslim, and she said, these Muslims are so dumb. They don't even taught us what is the beauty of sajda. Says, the taste of sajda I enjoyed. We never taught that. Because we are not comfortable within ourselves. If we are not comfortable within ourselves, we cannot let others be comfortable. So we have to go back and back and back. I always say, the biggest problem is, the root cause is, the Quran separation of us from the Quran. And once we are separated, they can do anything. This morning I gave example, the batil, shaitanic powers, they have made a point. Shaitan said, I am going to come in from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left. I will misguide this person. La tajidu aktharahum shakirin. Majority will be non-believers. Quran clearly says, majority shall be non-believers. So what I have to do? Should I see around or should I see the unseen world? Let me say this very blunt and clear. We wanted jobs, we wanted knowledge, we wanted technology, we came here. It's very good. If you want morality, let's go back to Hum Fatima, wa Abuha, wa Ba'laha, wa Banuha. I don't have any example, but this example. I don't have any ideals. Well, these are the idols, ideals. These are the mentors. And these mentors tells us how to lead the life. Not to get attached to this life, but to wake up and find out the way to reach to the success of this world and also the hereafter. When we see in the history of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, even at the deathbed, he was reciting Quran. Next morning, yes, maybe night, within hours. Imam Zainul Abidin says, Allahumma salli ala ma. Think for a moment, everyone is perishing in the world. No one is there. Only me, only you alone. What is going to happen? Imam said, if I have Quran, I don't need no one. Imam Zainul Abidin says, if I have Quran, I don't need no one. Because it can create the next world also. Quran has that much depth, that much ability, that much strength. And Quran is the best guide, hadi, which never going to misguide. Imam Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it clearly says, it is a guide, it is never going to mislead you. Inna ahsana al-hadith wa ablagha al-mu'izati al-hasana kitabullah. Best a book of admonition, best book of guidance is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. How quiet you are. Because Bakr is speaking. If Ayatollah Sistani comes, we don't know how many people will going to come. If Rahbar comes, inshallah the day comes. What is going to happen? Everybody is listening. Quran also saying, إِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When Quran has been recited, don't talk. Now Allah is talking, man. Take that insight. So first step bridging the gap is recitation of the Quran. Second is understanding, not barely recitation is not going to رُبَّتَ لِيَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُ. Many people, they recite Quran itself says curses upon them. Why? Quran is a book of recitation. So first step is recitation. Second step is understanding. Third step is recite properly. Why don't we have tajweed class? Tajweed class, you don't need to go. It is available, online available. Why don't you do it? The proper recitation. And then proper tafsir for all of us, just like we are not philosophers. The best tafsir, 10 ulama has made a point. It is tafsir of Namuna, tafsir of Namuna. It's a good tafsir. It's translated in Urdu. I think it is translated in English in different name, but it's a beautiful tafsir. Read it every day. And the best is to learn the Arabic language. And this Arabic language also is easy. If we teach ourselves, it is easy. And we can do it. And yes, we can do it. Many people, they are learning. I think in this Atlanta, there is another language. What? Spanish, yeah. Many people, they know it, Spanish. Because they have day-to-day dealing. But we have been told, I go many times in India, Pakistan, many people, they bring their children, Molana, isse baat kijiye English mein. Oh. So we are so much, the complex are so heavy. That means, English, if you know, Sattarul Uyub, Qaziul Hajat. Astaghfirullah Rabbi. If you know English, you know everything. Many a times in India, I see when I go to the airport, I'm wearing pant and shirt, I don't look educated, but I'm not an educated person. When I say one single word of one sentence of English, everybody says, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Things go so very smooth. They brought us to this point. Everywhere, you have to have sign in English. Quran was saying same thing. Islam was saying same thing. Everyone has to offer in Arabic namaz, not in my own language. A person, one of our friends, he's very close friend, Maulana, I don't offer in Arabic because I don't know. That's why I go, in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I enjoy this. Allah says, not enjoyment. You are my servant or not? إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Answer to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you gain the life. You don't have life, man. We are sleepwalking. When we die, then we wake up there. It is too late. أَرْجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Oh, angels, please, let me go back. They said, Maradu Charor. They cannot come back out. It is unfortunate that the Quran has been neglected so much. In our curriculums, we don't see much Quran. In our day-to-day life, we don't see much Quran. And when we say Bibi Fatima Zahra had slave girl or maybe a maid whose name was Fidda, who spoke 20 years in Quran, with the Quran, everybody said, Nare Haydari. Yeah. So we enjoy it. But we don't know why we are enjoying. I'm not saying, don't take it, these pits and cuts. आजकल तो मेरे पीछे पड़े भी लोग. So that is, it is unfortunate. If I go into the statistic of Muslim Ummah, 1% of Muslim Ummah, 1% of Ummah, 1.7 or 1.8 billion, if they know Quran, they can change the course of history. We have so many reciters. We have so many Huffaz al-Quran. And these are the Huffaz al-Quran, those who are killing, and they are mutilating the body, and they are eating heart in this day and age. Not 1400 years before. Today. Who are these people? They are cattle. Quran says they are worse than cattle. And they cannot be guided, they cannot return back. So you and me are the followers, means those who have life, those who have light. And the life and the theoretical knowledge is Quran, practical demonstration is the life of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's go back to the root cause, and inshallah we will find the path which leads to clear guidance of this world and also here and after. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale mafar. Alhamdulillah, there is much work has been done. There was a time, if people ask how many Huffaz al-Quran in the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam in Shias, we had rarely. Alhamdulillah, now nearly 1 million plus mu'mineen, they know Hafiz al-Quran. In Iran, we have more than 250,000 Qari al-Quran. One TV, 24 hours runs, only TV of Quran. One radio runs 24 hours, radio of Quran. It should be that way. If we can communicate with the Quran, if we can, yesterday I was presenting science in the Quran, biology in the Quran, the space knowledge in Quran, you talk about, even we cannot even think that much, that kind of vastness and that kind of vastness in the Quran, what we have. Unfortunately, we never open for that intention. I will give an example. And then I'd let you go. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad par Allah. Hazrat Sulaiman, he wanted a throne of Bilqis, Arsh of Bilqis. But fast. All of you know this, Surah Al-Nam. He said, faster, faster, faster. Qala al-ifritu min al-jinn. A big jinn said, I will going to break. This much time allocate for me. No, fast, fast. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ I will going to bring قَبْلَ أَنْ يَتَّدَّ طَرْفَكَ before blink of an eye. It is a science which is not yet established yet. Quran is presenting the fastest. A material came within the no time in front of Hazrat Sulaiman, and then Hazrat Sulaiman says, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is a fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah has given me to test, do I am a thankful person or not? So this, when we teach to our children, we have to teach Quran is much more further than we think. And it has every knowledge, all kinds of knowledge what we are looking after. So one way of recitation of the Quran, for example, this time I start Quran from beginning, Alhamdulillah, till what is the intention? I want to see science in the Quran. Start noting it down. Quranic science. This time I want to know about anatomy of human being. I read Quran and find out where are the ayats. So that you create, we create interest each and every time. And then Quran is not only for marhumin, for the live people like us. To gain life and inshallah to be prosperous in this world and herein after. Last, not the least, Quran clearly says, those who stand for the truth, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Stand tall against tyranny, against oppression. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angel descends upon them. Not, it was the past tense. No, if you do it, no angels are going to come. وَلَا تَحْزَرُونَ. Don't ever be grieved. Don't have any pain. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. So today we see what's happening in the world. Bahrain, 80% follower of Ahlul Bayt. They want freedom. And we are in a place of freedom. We are not talking about it. Why we are shy, we don't know. Why don't we write one single email to the local newspaper? Let them know. To the UNOs, to the your maybe MP closer to you, a person who is representing in the government of America. We have obligations. وَمَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَلَمْ يَحْتَمَّ مِنْ أُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِ لَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمِ. Iraq is burning. Pakistan, every day, you don't hear a news, anyone amongst Mu'mineen, believer of Ahlul Bayt, is being killed. Every day. And same thing, today you know the serious problem. So in this day and age, what we need to do, Quran says, istiqamah. Istiqamah is stand tall. Many a times people ask, well, now we are away, what can we do? We can do many things. One of the things which we do, we have to be aware of the things. Once we have awareness, and let other people be aware. That itself is jihad. Otherwise, لَعْنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً قَتَلَتْكَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً ظَلَمَتْكَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِعَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ. And if we don't do this job, we are in big trouble. That's why I always say, don't have religion, man, have fun. Have fun. Don't say, la ilaha illallah. Do you have, go club, sharab piyo, kabab piyo, jo chahe kare. Don't say la ilaha illallah. Once you say la ilaha illallah, you adapted an ideology. And when you say Muhammad Rasulullah, you adopted another ideology. And if you say Aliyun Waliullah, Amruna Sa'abun Musta'asab. Imam Sadiq said, our Amr is a very tough choice, man. Yahan dasto pa katenge, yahan jaan par banegi, ye mohabbate Ali hai, koi dil lagi nahi. It is not a joke. Someone came to Imam Sadiq, oh Mala, I love you. Imam said, you are in big trouble, man. And some people, when they talk to me, I am fan of you. If I say, you are in big trouble, kya molana badwa de rahe hain? What is this? He came to Imam Sadiq, he said, I love you, Imam. Imam said, you are in big trouble. Because our Amr is not easy. Today we see why Islamic Republic of Iran is going through hell of a problem. Because they stand for the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, if they would have joined the hand just like Saudis, oh mashallah, lofty buildings, cars, everything they would have seen. Alhamdulillah, after all, standing tall, the result is also very good. Quran says, you see the Jannah. Jannah is not only Jannah. The education, the awareness of Islamic Ummah all over the world, it itself is a Jannah. And we do have obligation to propagate it and not to be shy out. We have a lot of, this ground is very vast ground. We are in America, we can do so many things. And let's do it with the help of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Nowadays, this is also a big problem. Quran and istikhara. Quran is nothing but istikhara. First of all, istikhara should be a last resort, not first. The first one is aql. Afala yatadabbarun, tafakkur, tadabbur, ta'aqqul. Allah has given me aql. Use that brain. For example, I was giving an example of our children. They want to decide about subject. Which subject should I take? So they have to see their own interest. And they have to consult students, those who have done these subjects, and which makes much more better results rather than istikhara. First thing is aql. Second thing is the best. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ is the consultation. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma salam. The successful person is the one who uses others' brain. If you use 10 people's brain, that means you're going to be much more successful. And if these two things are 50-50, we don't know, then the third resort is istikhara of Quran. And istikhara of Quran, you and me cannot take. The one who has deepest understanding of tafsir of Quran, that person can give a good result. Why is pork haram? It's a good question. Because Islam says, no. Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam says, it's a very beautiful. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Answer is that. Because Quran says it is haram. That's it. If I am a believer, Quran says haram. That's it. Don't ask. But there is reasons also. Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam says, he says, this animal's flesh is so bad, it makes you behaya. You know behaya? The shyness, that modesty, you lose it. You don't feel, when even you become nude, you don't feel it. You see it. How do I get enough power to wake up for Fajr? Oh, such a beautiful question. Before you go to sleep, do wudu. And recite Suratul Hamd three times Qul, and if you can recite Ayatul Kursi, and ask, oh Allah, this is the time I want to wake up. An angel is going to come and wake you up. If you do it for 40 days, you're never going to have any problem in your life or waking up in the morning. Where can I find the meanings of Quranic words? There is available. If you email me, I will send you the vocabulary of Quran. It's a beautiful thing. It says 7,000 plus. If my email is sbaqri9, S for Sayyid, B-A-Q-R-I, 9 is number 9, at gmail.com. If you email me, I will send you. Why Allah is light? First of all, light understanding, because Quran says Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is an existence. Once we say an existence, it is there is no similarity. Laysa kamithlihi shay, lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. There is no similarity. Its only similarity we can relate to ourselves is light. Light is everywhere. You cannot deny the light. That could be the positive. Otherwise, light itself is not this light which is confined to this room. No. Allah is light of the heavens. Jannah and Barzakh, Jannah and Jahannam, Barzakh, why Allah has created? لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيَّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test us, to let us know you do good or bad. By believing in this, you could be doing better job. I'm very happy, I'm very thankful to you, and inshallah, we hope, inshallah, we'll see again and again, inshallah. If conference mein nahi sahi kam us Atlanta mein dekhna hi padega. Hamare paas ab to attraction hai, to aana hi padega humko. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wale. Thank you.